The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our radio show here on KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott. You know, Carl is, as he would say with for me, he's off the grid on location. So we'll tell you about that a little bit later. But I'm joined with my good friend, Dr. Doug McConnell. Good morning.
Good morning, Redding and Linda. It's a great honor to be here with you and our guests.
Yes.
We're soon going to meet.
Absolutely. And Jared is on the our producer this morning. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And you're going to give us a weather update. What are we looking for?
Well, it's currently 30 degrees. Today it's going to be hazy, then a little bit sunny, and then tonight it's going to be hazy with a high of 73, a low of 43. Saturday is going to be hazy again all day with a high of 73, a low of 40. Sunday, hazy again with a high of 73, a low of 49. And on Monday, more haze and high of 72 and a low of 47.
And probably hazy.
Yes.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We're going to give senior and veteran discounts. That will always be the tag, Jared, when we do the weather. They are a weather sponsor, and we appreciate it. They've been with us from day one. Shout out to Sue McLean. I understand she's under the weather, so we really hope that she gets well. And let's go right to our live guest this morning that we always have on Friday morning, and that's our pet of the week. And Amy is here to talk to us about this wonderful dog. And we really want to get into also what's happening with Haven Humane and the shelters and all that with all of the fire.
So I brought Pugsley today.
Pugsley. Perfect. Pugsley,
yeah, because he's a pug chihuahua mix. It's not something you notice right away that Pugsley's actually what we call a tripod. Pugsley only has three legs. He lost his rear back leg. He was hit by a car and was fractured, too bad to fix. So we ended up having to amputate little Pugsley's leg.
Oh.
I know, but he looks cute with three legs.
I wouldn't know. Okay, here, this is the honest to God's truth. I walk in this morning. I don't have a key to the front door, so... Because I gave it to one of our, you know, somebody in the staff. Never got it remade. So I come in the back door and I'm panicking that the alarm is on and I've got the right number. Anyway, so here's, in walks, Jared and then Doug and then Amy. So the dog is really cute and I look over there and here's my first impression. Dog with a sweater, very cute, curly tail, a lot of energy, but not in a, like a neurotic energy,
yes.
Just a sweet energy. And I think, how cute. I'm running around trying to do what we got to do to get ready to get on the air. And then I look down after I've already seen this dog like four or five times in my mind's eye over on the distance. I would have never, ever known until I like really studied the dog that there's a leg missing.
Yeah, they dogs really, they're really resilient animals. And they do okay. You know, a lot of people are, oh, gosh, how is it going to be with a dog with three legs? But it's no different than a dog with four.
Right. Really. And only need thing, that anyway.
Yeah. The only thing that's different is when he has to go to the bathroom, you can tell that he thinks about it for a few minutes because he can't lift the leg. And he can't lift the other one because he'd fall down.
Yeah.
So, like, it takes him a minute to go to the bathroom. It really does. He paces for a second, and then he thinks, like, what am I I'm supposed to, like, lift the leg up here, but I can't.
I'm supposed to heist, but now I have to squat. There's
exactly.
Something wrong with
something,
this.
Something's a little off.
He can only approach a tree on front with the tree on his right side.
Exactly. Yeah. So Pugsley is about 2 years old. He actually is a very tolerant, happy-go-lucky little guy. He is fine with children as long as, you know, he does have three legs, so it limits him a tiny bit. But just as long as, you know, they're going to be respectful, he'll be great with with kids. He's been great with other dogs at the shelter. So he could really fit into just about any family.
He knows we're talking about him.
Yeah.
Because he, like, yawned really big and smiled.
He's got a really pretty fawn pug color, but longer legs like a chihuahua because he's like a palm or a pug chihuahua.
And a less of a pug face,
and he's
really
sitting perfectly like a dog with four legs would sit. So you just wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
You just think that leg's tucked
and
underneath him.
As far as his medical is concerned, he's fully up to date on everything, vaccinated, microchipped, he's neutered. So he's ready to leave the shelter, and there's really not much continuing care with his amputation. It looks healed very nicely, and then he's ready to hop, skip, and jump right out of the shelter. So,
all right.
Yeah.
That's how he came up to me. I was totally oblivious. I'm supposed to be an observant physician. And he came up to me, and I just started playing with him. A very nice dog. And then it was, Amy had to tell me that, indeed, the right leg was missing. I looked at it.
Yeah, there it is.
It was
there it isn't.
Very pleasant.
There it isn't.
Well, very pleasant dog.
But thank you so much. We always appreciate you bringing in the pet of the week. And we're so sorry we were on location, messed up with that because you
it's
were
okay.
waiting in the studio. We were on location at Crown Motors last Friday for veterans. And by the way, thank you very much for everybody who came out to that. But let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the fact that Haven was so instrumental in helping find a displacement places for animals that were displaced during the car fire.
Yes.
And so, you know, all of the organizations, I'm sure, have been so scrambling. Can you share with us a little insight of what's going on now with the campfire?
Well, Butte Humane actually came during the car fire and helped us, tremendously helped us. They took a lot of our adoptable cats that were available so we could clear space out for you know, evacuated animals and were there pretty much day one, working side by side with us. And whatever it was we needed, they were right there to help. So when this started, we just all kind of just felt that deep, terrible sadness in our heart because they were there for us and we want to be there for them. We have a couple animal control officers out right now. They left last night to go kind of deploy in the area and help out for displaced animals. There's a group called it's an acronym, but it's called NAVDAG, but it's North Valley Animal Disaster Group, who are instrumental during these times. Like, this is exactly what they do. This is all that they do. That's what the entire group does. Is any emergency, they show up with, you know, crates, trailers, everything you could possibly need for animals, set up evacuation centers. They're amazing. They were here for the car fire. They're there for the campfire. We are going to be taking in animals eventually. Right now we're taking in a few owned animals here and there. Our clinic is filled with burned cats from the campfire. So we are treating the burned cats as well. So which brings up a really important thing that's coming up next week is Giving Tuesday or the week after. So because Haven Humane takes in like dogs like Pugsley who were hit by a car, no one claimed, we have to eat the cost of that amputation. I mean, obviously we love animals and we're going to do it, but, and that's why North State gives us Giving Tuesday is such a big deal for us because we want to remind people that in the community it's so important because it's not just going to help us this time. This is going to help the campfire victims as well because we will be pulling in and caring for their animals
Tuesday after, I think that's the 27th.
It's the 27th, yeah.
The week, because we all get like crazy on the week of Thanksgiving. It's the Tuesday after, and you can actually go online.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't there a specific site?
It's northstategives.org /havenhumane. And you can actually schedule your donation. So you can do it right now and just have it scheduled to go through on the 16th. At 6 a.m. on the 27th is when it starts. So it's like a 14-hour online big thing through Shasta Regional Fund. And, every year we try to raise more money than we did the last. And with the car fire and now the campfire, there's a lot of displaced animals that are going to need a lot of care and a lot of help. And we're always going to be there to do it. But we need the community's help to help us help the community. So
this is like a suspended tragedy.
Well, I think it's a great message. And, of course, most of us focus on the human charm. But the entire humane system between the two regions has been really stressed this year with the heavy fires and the evacuations.
Yeah. And we help helping the animals helps the humans. I mean, imagine when you know that, at least my animal's safe. Like they got the animals out. This is one safe. Or at least we have somewhere for them to go while we try to rebuild or try to, one less stress during the time of losing everything.
Right.
You didn't lose your animal and there's someone there caring and feeding and taking care of your animal makes the stress a lot less on you because they're members of people's families, they're family members. So,
Remember Giving Tuesday. And with that, we will take a break. We appreciate Amy and Haven Humane Society and all they do. We partner with Haven Humane and in many ways, you can, too, and that we want to remind you that just circle your calendar, or you could do it today in North State Gives. Is that
NorthStateGives.org, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Of course.
And Pugsley. Thank you,
Pugsley. And Pugsley, yes.
Cute
and
dog.
So Dr. Doug McConnell, my good friend, thank you for coming in today. And, of course, we're going to take a break. Do you want to take us out?
Oh, I'm not as nearly a professional as you, Linda, and I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, I have to say is we'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
All right, we'll be right back, KCNR 1460. that sound all right?
Yeah. Zero out. Nine a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Friday, the 16th of November. It's the Friday before Thanksgiving week. And, you know, we'll, I am sure, be sharing the table with friends and family, and on our minds and hearts will be everything that's happened with the car, the camp, the Woolsey. The list goes on about the tragedies that are going on with the hearts of people, especially during the holidays, of people who are missing. And I want to just, first of all, thank my special guest and co-host today, Doug McConnell, Dr. Douglas McConnell. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. It's great to be here.
Heart surgeon, extraordinary person of the year.
Well, thank you very much.
No,
it's
really,
it's an honor to be here. I enjoy coming to the station.
Well, you know, Carlin, I love you and Bonnie, and that you moved here, and when you moved here, you dug right in and got so involved with everything North State, from Long Beach area.
Yes.
And, you know, we at Shasta Regional did a great job in bringing you here. And I know that this is what's happening here with the campfire and Paradise and Begalia and all of the places. And you came today and talked about what you recently witnessed or heard about the missing person.
Oh, yeah. I awoke this morning and usually do a news review as, you know, what's going on in the evening or in the morning of what happened last night, particularly if I'm coming in here with you because I got to be on my game, you know, to have all the current stuff. And was shocked to see that there's now well over 600 missing people. And, of course, as that number grows, but more importantly, as time goes by, there's been more than enough opportunity to find and or have these people report to loved ones or whatever. So this is actually pretty, it's very likely that a good portion of all that 600 are dead and not checking in, not being found, not people have been looking for them. And that's a remarkably huge number. And of course, this is already the most dangerous or
deadliest
fire in California's history, but that's at 60 dead. And if we even approach 600 deaths, that's that's 10 times more than we're even talking about today. And that's tragic. And each one of these, I looked at KRCR's website, and they have these pictures of the individuals. And
they
come
now
alive to you. And then there's a little story about who they are. There's one man who is a type 1 diabetic, meaning he's insulin dependent. And he was evacuating, last people knew, and he's apparently never showed in, reported. But here's someone who basically needs to get his insulin supplies, needs to be refrigerated and cooled. So if he hasn't checked back into the system or called friends for supplies or prescriptions from a doctor's office or to get it issued at a new pharmacy or whatever, he's in trouble because he's got a ticking clock. Once he leaves his home base with his supplies.
That's just one person we're aware of. We have no idea how many people could have fled and maybe are on some other kind of, you know, chemical, you know, some kind of thing in order to, you know, heart or blood pressure or anything like that. Mm-hmm. That could be passed out someplace or you just can't remember. I mean, the shock, the system, I'm curious as a doctor, the system goes, our system, human beings, we go into like a flight or fight.
Sure.
And you've been in, you know, you've been in the military. So there's a flight or fight. How long does that usually last in your body?
Well, I mean, until you sort of sense that you're entering a safe area or you're totally exhausted and can't carry on. And with fires chasing you down a valley, down narrow roads and canyons where you're having to drive and there's traffic jams and the fire's moving far faster than the traffic jam. I mean, I'm only envisioning exactly how people were trapped in lines of traffic. And I think you'll see rows of cars actually all burnt out on some of the flybys. But I think people respond. They get bodily safety, but you have to pick up like all your insulin you might need over the 2 days, although most diabetics do, or other meds you can do that. Now, that said, pharmacies and physicians' offices, and we pretty much have in place responses to take people who come out of an area like that and can get them restarted pretty much on say-so, because you don't have records or electronic computers sitting in doctor's offices in Paradise that can confirm what someone's chronic medications are. So,
This fire, if you're a heavy sleeper or if you're on medication and you were sleeping, again, it's like almost what happened here at 4 o'clock in the morning. It started happening in the Redding area. So this happened relatively early and then went throughout the day. But, I mean, if you go to KRCR, you can actually click on, and it would probably be a good deed for you to do that today because, you know, maybe you saw this person at a rest stop. Maybe you saw this person anyway, you can go on there, and if there's somebody that you know that you haven't heard from and you're concerned about, you can go on, look for their picture, or post their picture with their name and their identification and last seen.
And I think there's also a website where you can check in, which most people, if they think people think they're missing or dead, they can go there and basically say, no, I'm here. And I'm in a motel in Marysville or
right.
whatever.
No, that happened with our fire.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, we have the, this is the part that is grim that was in the front page today. Identifying the dead takes tolls on teams.
Sure does.
Now, you've worked in trauma situations where maybe there's been a mass accident,
I have,
being a heart surgeon, mm-hmm. where all of a sudden the hospital is inundated with several maybe casualties and or people hanging on. What's that? You're trained for that. But for those who maybe have been trained but never been in the field.
Yeah. Well, actually, as a surgeon or a military surgeon, we had helicopter crashes and multiple victims and so forth. And you would have to. But that's actually, sad to say, in the military, it's a little easier. Because every man has dog tags around his neck and attached to his boot.
Right.
And so that sorts things out. Here you're talking, now this is something, what you're really talking about are the teams that go in and find human remains that are physically or identifiably damaged that you can't begin to assess gender, age, and who you're possibly looking at. Now you're down to basically trying to retrieve DNA and samples and mixing them up with addresses, or maybe it's just in a car. The car may have a license plate. So that's a forensics team, basically. That's a physician really wouldn't mm-hmm. have an expertise in that. But, yes, I mean, we've handled multiple traumas before. I remember one at UCLA years ago. We had two young ladies in an auto accident, and their IDs got switched at the scene.
Wow.
So patient A was actually patient B.
Well, I'm sure that can happen.
Oh, you have two paramedic teams showed up, two girls, both high school seniors. Both damaged, and you put the wrong purse with the wrong gurney, and they show up, and they're registered as the hospital is A, and that's a name and a family. B is another one. That probably don't need to go into all the details on the air, but that misidentification upon arrival can lead to some many heartaches.
Well,
notifying wrong families about the injury
and blood type,
the stench of the injury. No, blood type. You're always retyped in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't. Military, they do have it on your mm-hmm. dog tag, but you give universal donor blood to victims that need it immediately, and then meanwhile you get their blood type because you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So that person A would be getting the blood appropriate for that
mm-hmm.
physiology.
Well, in this article in the Record Searchlight, in quotations, we're skilled at telling the difference between burnt wood and burnt bones. If they're bones, we can tell if they're human or animal.
So that's a skill set I don't possess, thank goodness, in some way. So these are special teams that, this is a real problem with, massive fire and or explosive effects, reconstructing the effects and who's involved in an explosion. I may be a chest and heart surgeon, but this takes a level of science and technology and devices and DNA management that's way beyond where I work. But we would, deal with intact bodies that we were going to operate on or save or,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
We've had a lot of, it feels like this year, maybe it's because I'm another year older and another year on planet Earth, between the floods, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, and the fires, it's been a tragic year.
It has, and of course, locusts may be next. No, at least the biblical locusts. But it is. But also, we have a very active media, and we learn about major events on real time on TV in Florida. When I was a kid growing up in California, we didn't have climate Florida and so forth. So,
and you always marvel at the people out there with up to the water, up to above their knees, going,
every guy,
it's really going to,
holding a mic, leaning.
Are they going to fly out of the picture any second? Hey, we're going to take a break. Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest. We're here this Friday morning on KCNR 1460. By the way, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And, the news, the weather, Five Star Bank brings us the morning news show. And I want to do a shout out to them because Sue McClain has been home ill today. And they always deserve to be shouted. A big shout out to our sponsors. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack, the North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Dr. Premalit Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Jared's going to be doing a live weather update here in just a minute. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and I do want to remind you that Holly Bell Bonds is asking you to stop by, act now on the SB10 by going to Holly Bell Bonds and sign the petition. It endangers public safety and will cost millions. It eliminates bail, which is a vital public safety tool that ensures people arrested for crime will return to court for their trial. I have to tell you that I hate to say these words, scum, or how low can you go when I think about these people, and you know that they're just because they're just methed out or they're cranked up or whatever you want to call it, they go out and loot
mm-hmm.
When people have lost their homes. They're looking for something they can sell.
There's four arrests in the Paradise area already.
Right.
In the news. And they're all caught red-handed with stuff taken from homes. And at each, when they basically followed up and got the guys, individuals to their home, drug paraphernalia and drugs were part of the root of every one of them. This was an opportunity to go out and get stuff that they could fence.
Right.
And so the drug industry, sometimes you'll hear people, I think, people think outside of my box, anyhow, say, oh, it's a victimless crime. And that's baloney. My wife is a labor nurse. We've seen for years down in Long Beach the kids born victims of drugs. These people that are taking all this in here, most of our theft or a lot of our theft and personal crime is related to drugs and acquiring illegal money to support it. So it is an infestation of our society that is not to be taken lightly or just passed off. But now we're basically, you mentioned Holly's bail bond.
Right.
I did meet her at a meeting in town here. And that, you know, the governor and some well-wishers would like to just do away with the bail system because it's unfair to people without the funds. Well,
it's also the red light tickets are unfair to people without the funds, but they have no problem saying, you're going to pay $500.
Well, that's correct. It's
that's not a problem. So why is it? You know, I'm just saying it's just not an even system.
The idea that you'll basically give repeat criminals a pass and they don't have to pay bail, but you'll come back to court, right? Yes, I will. No, I don't buy it.
So Dr. Doug McConnell, if you're just tuning in, you know, he and his lovely wife Bonnie moved up here, and they've got the most interesting history from Long Beach, you know, major heart, you know, star heart surgeon brought in from Shasta Regional. And Bonnie, who used to be, wasn't she head of the OBGYN?
She was the senior nurse.
Right,
yeah,
right.
She never wanted to get into management, but she loved being known as the labor senior
nurse.
She loved it. Helping a woman and a child come into this world and have a mother get through things, that was her reward every day.
Man. Okay, so you move up to the North State. And what we love about you is that you value your communities because you go back and forth and you still have family and are involved in Long Beach. But you are very involved in this community as well and have a home here. And so it's been like, 9 years now?
Well, I had first come up here part-time helping Ann Cahill, who was here, in 2006. But when I came up full-time, that would have been 2009. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, close to 9 years.
Okay.
Absolutely. You're right. I was not doing the math correctly. You did. Thank you very much.
Well, I remember when I first met Bonnie and you both were on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, I think, at Market Street Steakhouse for a fundraiser that had to do with, it may have been One Safe Place. And you are such a star photographer. And you haven't seen your pictures up here yet, but they will be up in this studio. We've got some of the most remarkable pictures that you've taken, and especially I'm very fond of the Diesel Horse Bridge photos that you've
beautiful
done.
Beautiful structure.
That are really something that museum quality.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. In my 9-year tenure as an active surgeon, I could never go more than 30 minutes away from the hospital. So that happened to mesh perfectly with my hobby of photography and all the natural beauty that's within that 30-minute circle. That's Los Angeles talk. We express distances as time. Up here you can get pretty far in 30 minutes. But the point was, it was fun to actually be on call, but be at Whiskey Town or be on call and other places. Sometimes I'd stretch it to get out to see some waterfalls a little beyond that.
Anselmo's.
Yeah. Well, then Anselmo, yeah.
So. And then you guys got into bees.
We did. We became, with my perfusionist, actually the three of us that were the heart team at Shasta Regional backed into becoming apiarists, as the proper term is. I didn't know that. And I actually bought the book Beekeeping for Dummies down at Barnes & Noble, and that's off we went. And we had at one time up to 30 hives. And it was fun. And when my daughter came to get married down south, we were able to supply a small pint bottle of honey right from our bee farm to every person at the wedding. And it was a wonderful thing. It was also educational. If you really come to understand something as simple as a beehive, what you find out is very complex. But more importantly, you understand how does nature, God, do this? And it rejuvenates every 100 days or so, you're getting new bees, except for the queen, who spends her entire life laying eggs, one a minute.
Imagine a minute.
Yeah, she may live for 2 to 3 years, depends. But once she starts laying eggs, her job is to populate the hive.
Wow.
One a minute. And she's got the nurse bees and all this stuff. Still sounds like a horrible job. But it's beekeeping was highly educational, fun, and then we found out how good honey is for you.
Did you ever meet Ed Schroeder?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, when they lived, they've moved recently, you know, in the last year or what, 2 years now, I think, to Placerville. But he had a colony, and he was a beekeeper from high school. I mean, that was his passion up in Fall River, I think he did bees. But anyway, so we were over there visiting them some years back, and he talked about his bees. He would let them out in the morning, and they would pollinate the area. Mm-hmm. It looked like that was his family.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a virus, and they died. And he was, like, mourning for days.
Yes. And we lost some hives to that, too. And that is one of the challenges in the world of beekeeping, which is why they're actually encouraging, instead of just huge honeybee farms or places, although there's a reason for that, too. But the more you distribute the bee population to small areas, it's thought you could guarantee that the population survives these outbreaks of these various viruses and mites, which can affect the colonies. And so we were proud to do part of that to keep the bee population safe. And I think Dave still has 8 of our hives working. Rob and I got busy and had to back out of the business at some point just because. We also learned, as fascinating as it was, that it takes a lot of dedication and work to manage a hive throughout its yearly cycle. But I do remember early in the game pushing out about 20 40-pound bags of sugar on those huge pallets at Costco, and some guy was looking at me, and he said, what are you going to do with that? And I said, my wife's going to make me some cookies. We had to make syrup for the bees to get them through the winter. You have to feed them sugar.
Oh, really?
Until they build their own
really?
Honey. Honey is their winter storehouse. So when you get a new hive, you have to buy a queen laying eggs and the population with the starting worker bees, but they have no attic. They have no stored honey to get through the winter, and there's no flowers at that time. So you feed them.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
So you learn something here. Every day. Okay, so should I just throw at you, or should we come back after the break that we take about the 5 things that you need to know on this Friday that are headline news? We'll share some of those things. But number one on the list throughout the world and the nation is about the California wildfires, of course. And my guest this morning is Dr. Doug McConnell. We've got a lot of things to discuss this morning, and our guest at 8 o'clock is Dr. Kara Tennant. And boy, I'll tell you what, we're talking animals and what's going on with the stress factor, how much they pick up to, and what we do in times. And, of course, we've got unhealthy weather. And is it true that we're talking that the particles that are in the air, you're a heart doctor, that's your specialty. They talk about for people who have any kind of heart conditions, that it's those nano particles that can get into your bloodstream and how bad that is for heart patients.
Well, I can't speak to that specifically. Basically, you know, what you see in haze, as we call it, haze, it really smoke is particulate debris. Taking a whole city like Santa Rosa and turn it into clouds of gas and particles that float through the air. That's smoke. And it's the gases that your body can absorb through your lungs. And of course, if you're in a high concentration of certain gases, that can be sickening or fatal. And that's usually close to the fire. But out here, you're talking about primarily those gases have dissipated in the atmosphere from campfire. But the haze we have is all smoke particles, which your lungs can filter out, but you can absorb some. It's not good for it. Generally, you should avoid it.
Right.
It's hard not to breathe, though.
I just heard something today about the masks that if you've used them, that you need to replace them because they're not really for. How often should you replace a mask? Do we know?
Well, you know, they're mask quality. Some are designed to be around fumes and material like painters, which can be a much higher quality and much better sealed. Even the ones we wear in surgery, the air comes in from the side. Mm-hmm. It's really designed to keep exhalation, vapor, and so forth from.
So you don't drool. You're not drooling in the middle of it.
Partially, yeah, or if you sneeze. But so the mask you really want is a highly occlusive filtration device, not just something that covers your face. And they do need to be replaced just like your air conditioner filters. That's another thing that people got to think about when they're having this much haze.
Mm-hmm.
Those things clog up pretty quickly, and you'll see them be turn black. We saw ours in the summer. So I can't speak to that, but any mask will clog because it's what it's doing. It's doing its job, in which case then you will be sucking air around the edges. So, yeah, you need to replace them, but avoid going out in the heavy, heavy smoke.
Yeah.
Inside, if you're air-conditioned, you have an element of filtration going on in your own
house. But people have to take their kids to school. They have to go to work. We have you know, commitments, and we're saying, how do we stay indoors when we have things to do? So
yeah.
It's something to be thinking about, and where we can get those masks, we'll have to look that up for you. But Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest this morning here on KCNR 1460. Carl is away on a four-day intensive safety gun training in Pahrump, Nevada. So that's why he's not been on the air. And I'll tell you about my Monday and Tuesday experiences another day when I was on location shooting a film up above French Gulch in the burned out forest. It was very interesting. But that's for another day. We'll get back with more information here at KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Doug McConnell's my guest. And, of course, Jared's at the helm. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. he or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and families. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning. Rest in peace, Roy Clark.
Here he is, the man.
We know him from Hee Haw, but that man was, I think you'll ask, he had a sound and a style, and he could play banjo and guitar. He was prolific.
And he could entertain you just talking.
Yeah, he was, like you think of Burl Ives and how multi-talented Burl Ives, so was Roy Clark. He was that guy. Uh-huh. Who could hold a room and be a headliner, you know.
One-man show.
So rest in peace, Roy Clark. He passed away yesterday at the age of 85. You have some things that we wanted to discuss this morning that are, you know, we're kind of deep. We feel like we're steeped in a lot of tragedy. But as we, as human beings and Americans, there's something that you recently did with your wife, Bonnie, that you wanted to talk about when I said, hey, what do you... Can you come on? You said, yeah, can we talk about it? It's like a recent experience that was a joyful one for you.
It was, and it actually blends because it really reflects the spirit and what we're actually seeing in these car fires with communities coming together. Americans are great volunteers. Alexis, years ago to Tocqueville, visiting the United States, saw this unique spirit in the United States of these communities and how they would bond together, and they're very self-sufficient. They don't wait for the government to do things. Of course, it was in the 1800s. Anyway, we stopped on our way back from Maine on our cross-country trip and took a week's course on the Constitution, its founding principles, at Hillsdale College. And it was a remarkably wonderful week, not only the people that attended, but also taught it. We're going back this year to study economics for a week. It's sort of a senior university. And it's a great going back to campus. It's a recommended mode. But we actually came across... and began to talk about the basic principles that define what's unique about America. And as we're coming down today, you had asked me the other night, would you be willing to come? I said, oh, sure, I'd come down. But then coming here, I was thinking about, what are we really doing? Actually, here we're coming to a radio station, privately owned. You took capital and loans and built a radio station so that you could broadcast people's ideas and thoughts and have an airing of... differing opinions politically. I'd listened to Ken Murray during the election read his stuff. My wife disagreed with one thing and had me calling into the station. And I said, we are really seeing the hallmark of the American culture in a privately owned radio station, licensed by the FCC, I'm sure, but where differing thoughts can be expressed. And ultimately, that was so important to Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin that they commented that our constitutional republic relies on two major things, an educated populace and with civic education. We can address that because I think we're lacking. And number two, the free and open interchange of ideas and thus the free press. And that's the first amendment to the Constitution, which was about specifically telling that the government cannot ever interfere with the free expression of thought in this country. And what's a radio station is really a modern newspaper in a way, and you can reach people. I mean, back then, the press meant the press, and it's appropriately been extended. But the ability of Americans to buy a station, bring in speakers, thoughts, introduce controversy, open thought, was a key part of our ability to keep our populace educated on the things there. And what we're missing today is that kids aren't being taught civics in schools, I understand, and they don't really know much American history. I don't know how that we edged all that out of our education, but you'll see the man on the streets interviews, and it's appalling to see college students that know so little about our American history. It's tragic. It also bodes poorly for the future unless we do something about it. But the opening part of the our founding documents begin with "We the People." So this is our country. It's our obligation to the country to decide. And we just came through an election, which is how we decide. And we're also have these cracks in it where, in other words, key to our survival is an absolutely rock-solid belief that election results are correctly tabulated
right.
and fairly adjudicated.
Like Florida example.
Well, that would be
example.
One where it's a crack in it. We don't have many others, but when it this society depends upon people's faith in the election. No matter which way it goes, you have to say, okay, that was an honest count. And every time something like that comes up, it's correct to examine it, challenge it, and then fine-tune it. And I think Florida is probably going to go through some rethinking mm-hmm. of things. But that is our basic way to express our choices. But then we depend upon the media to educate us and provide cross-interchange. And the media needs to be trusted in presenting the truth and opposite opinions. There's a lot of discussion about that in the country. But the two big pillars of an educated civic populace, and that's what we depend on in our society, is an educational system that basically teaches the basics of civics and honest history, media that's willing to express all sides and stay objective often, and a electoral system that is actually beyond reproach or politics. And it's intriguing to me that I can carry cards in my wallet that guarantee who I am, where I live, and I can spend money in a secure transaction, and it's not duplicated or caught and everything. So we have the technology to track my Visa card, but we need to bring that into the voting area. And so I guess I'm in favor of basically guaranteeing voting ID, and it becomes a cherished privilege to vote.
I agree.
And you have a right to vote, but you also have to be worthy of voting. And that comes upon self-education. So we need a responsible population.
So when we come into our voting area, which is where we went, I mean, you have to give your name. You don't have to show an ID.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give your name and your address.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sign a signature.
Mm-hmm.
But what's to prove I'm Linda Bott at a certain area that I live? I mean, that somebody, okay, so there is a person that comes on our show regularly that talked about the house that they own now was a prior rental. And there are 5 or 6 names of voting ballots that come to the house.
Sent there. For
sent there.
Yeah.
And they've, even though he's contacted, please, these people don't live here anymore, they still are on the roster. So one could technically say, or hypothetically, that could be filled out and sent back.
Of course.
As if they're really still living at that
house.
And
I heard someone on the news who had moved from Florida to Indiana and got application for an absentee ballot in Florida. And guaranteed happened in a previous election where a newsman walked into the Attorney General of the United States precinct and signed in his name and asked for a ballot.
Mm.
And they took him.
Wow.
Now, the Attorney General of the United States was a black man or African-American, and this guy took the ballot. He did not commit a crime because he didn't fill it in and vote, but he walked out with it or left it inside.
Right.
The point was he was saying, I could walk in and pretend I'm the Attorney General, and they gave me a ballot. And he was lying through his teeth in Washington, D.C. So that happened, too.
Well, on a high note here, we have, what's it called, the
Leonid Meteor Shower. This is a free show open to everybody this weekend. You just have to stay up late on Saturday night and stay up into early Sunday. Go, if you can, someplace away from city lights, and you will see an amazing meteor shower. Goes on for several hours. And if you want to see shooting stars or you have a date or a proposal to make or whatever you're special that night, take advantage of it. It only happens this weekend, late Saturday and early Sunday morning, and it's free, and you'll see the stars come alive.
Isn't that fantastic?
Actually, they're meteors.
I think that's pretty cool. All right, see, we just have amazing things in nature. amazing and tragedy, but it can happen. So we're going to take a break here, and you're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott. My special guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, and we'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal judge has ruled initially in favor of CNN in its lawsuit against President Trump.
A U.S. District Court judge says the White House must immediately return press credentials to CNN correspondent Jim Acosta. His press pass was revoked last week after a contentious back and forth with President Trump during a news conference. While the temporary restraining order has been granted in this case, the judge has not determined if there was a violation of the First Amendment, as argued by the cable news network. Greg Clugston, The White House.
8 deaths attributed to the first snowstorm of the season that clobbered much of the East, snarling traffic, leaving hundreds of thousands without power across more than a dozen states. The National Weather Service's Patrick Burke says many areas had record snowfall totals for yesterday's date.
One of the main ingredients that's missing a lot of times in November is just air that's cold enough to support snow for the entire day. And so, it was a pretty cold air mass that was in place before the storm got going, and that's what helped it to remain snow throughout the day.
The California wildfire death toll has risen to 66, more than 630 people still unaccounted for. The vote margin so close that there will be a hand recount in the contentious U.S. Senate race in Florida. Republican Governor Rick Scott and Democrat Senator Bill Nelson separated by fewer than 13,000 votes. There will be no hand recount in the governor's race, though, where Republican Ron DeSantis has a large enough lead over Democrat Andrew Gillum. 2 U.S. Navy SEALs and 2 Marines have been charged in last year's death of an Army Green Beret while they were stationed in the African country of Mali. Mixed picture on Wall Street right now, with the Dow up 78 points, the Nasdaq down 20. The S&P currently 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word MAN to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MAN to 797979. Text MAN to 797979.
A prosecution witness has been testifying about bribes in the New York trial of El Chapo, the accused Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin Guzman.
In 2 days on the stand, a drug trafficker who has pleaded guilty, Jesus Zambada, has painted a picture of life inside the Sinaloa cartel. Zambada said the cartel preferred to pay its bribes in U.S. dollars. He told of one instance when Guzman ordered him to deliver $100,000 in cash and a hug to a general. He says after one of Guzman's prison escapes, he was met by police, only to learn they'd been paid off to escort him, not arrest him. The defense claims Guzman is taking the fall for another drug trafficker. Zambada has identified him as one of the most powerful drug traffickers in Mexico. Warren Levinson, New York.
British Prime Minister Theresa May now appealing directly to voters to back her Brexit plan as she waits to see whether rivals within her party have gained enough support to launch a leadership challenge. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Just in time for the holidays, a beloved toy store is back.
3 years after it closed its store on Fifth Avenue, FAO Schwartz is making a return to New York. A new FAO opens today in Manhattan's Rockefeller Center, about 10 blocks from its former home near Central Park. For more than 150 years, FAO Schwartz was known in New York City for its classy and sometimes extravagantly expensive toys. FAO was founded in 1862 by German immigrant Frederick August Otto Schwartz, specializing in high-end toys, some imported from Europe. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Facebook says it's making progress detecting hate speech, graphic violence, and other violations of its rules even before users see and report them. Facebook says that during the April to September period, it doubled the amount of hate speech it detected proactively compared with the previous 6 months. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Friday edition of Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott. And Carl is on assignment, as he says about me, but he truly is on assignment. He'll be telling you all about that when he sees you talk on the air next time he gets on the air. But currently 34 degrees. Jared, give us a little update with the weather.
Well, it's going to be hazy through Monday. Today we have a high of 73, a low of 43. Saturday a high of 73, a low of 49. Sunday a high of 73, a low of 49. And on Monday, we have a high of 72 and a low of 47.
Thank you. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veterans get special discounts. 365-3793. My co-host this morning is Dr. Doug McConnell. Very happy to have you here. And we have a very special guest that we love to hear from. But before we go to Dr. Kara Tennant, we're going to go with our morning, Friday morning, a special nutritional input, like what are we doing? Excuse me, no, this is our Wells Fargo advisor, and who loves to run and loves nutrition as keeping in shape as well, is Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, hello. Major averages are mixed. This morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 78 points at 25,367. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 2,733, and the Nasdaq Composite is losing 23 points at 7,235. The three most actively traded stocks on the Nasdaq, AMD down 68 cents, trading at 2082, NVIDIA down $33 a share at 169.51 after missing revenue projections, Apple up 293 at 194.36. For local retail stocks of interest, Target down 63 cents, trading at 80.15, Walmart off $1.22 at $98.32, and Costco down 56 cents at $229.56. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.09%. And over to commodities, gold is down $7.10 an ounce at $1,224, silver down one dime at $14.47 per ounce, and crude oil trading higher up $1.28 at $57 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We always love hearing from you. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say thank you and have a great weekend, everybody.
All right. You too. And happy Thanksgiving and all the good stuff.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be a great week. Great to hear from you always.
We need great. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Susan. Vice President of Investments there at the Wells Fargo and Park Marina Circle. She's a great lady, and I love hearing about her. I mean, she's a good positive energy. Speaking of positive energy, I was just talking about you yesterday with the gal who delivers my mail, Joe. And she's going to be on a triathlon, and she said, where do you go? I said, I love Adamson's Peak Performance. She said, oh, I love Adamson's Peak Performance, too. So I think she's either re-entering your gym or, anyway. So good stuff was being
Fantastic.
Said about you yesterday. Joe Adamson's our guest this morning on just our fitness tip of the week.
Absolutely. Well, this is holiday season's here, and oftentimes it's a time of eating a lot of food, not very many trips to the gym, weight that kind of tends to soar on us. So my tip today basically can prevent all that, and it's the use of holiday challenges. If these challenges that you can do them with your family, you could have a challenge there in your office, group of friends, or even your gym. At Adamson's over the years, we have a tradition of using a challenge called the I Don't Want to Look Like Santa Challenge. and it's been fun. Our members have loved it, and it's super simple. We basically just say you weigh in the first week of December, you weigh in the first week of January, and you can't gain any weight. And if you accomplish that, you're into a drawing and so forth. And when I used to run similar types of challenges within my family, I'd, you know, maybe my daughter would earn a pair of skinny jeans or something like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And my kids would go crazy trying to get their body fat down to a certain level. We had skinfold calipers and we'd be measuring and everything. And they still remember those challenges. But last year we added a second rule at our gym challenge, and you had to work out 8 times between Black Friday and New Year's Day. So that was kind of a nice extra twist. We know that if people get to the gym at least twice, at least they're going to tend to maintain. So keep it simple. It can be real powerful, though. People, it keeps it kind of front of mind so that when they get to that holiday party or whatever, they're not as likely to pig out.
Well, thank you, Joe. And we know that you probably won't be calling in the day after Thanksgiving. Unless you want to. No, actually, I think we're going to be doing a pre-recorded show on the day after Thanksgiving because of giving our staff that 4-day weekend.
Give them a challenge that week.
Give them a challenge that week. I'll tell them to tune into you and head on over there and see if you can do 8 days between Thanksgiving and New Year's. I think people could do that.
Sure.
It's not that hard.
No, that's not hard. No.
Put it on your calendar.
And you can maybe jam it in where you do 2 a day. For 4 days.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have people that will do that. So we allow that.
There, I got my quota. Joe Adamson's owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Thank you so much. We always appreciate you calling in Friday morning with your fitness tip. Okay.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. All right. We're back with Douglas McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell, who is famous heart surgeon that's here with us this morning. And our Friday guest, we love having her monthly appearance here on KCNR 1460, and that's Dr. Kara Tennant, who is from Care Animal Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah, and I understand that you were at a rather long line at one of our coffee establishments. And I was at another coffee establishment, and I was there, and there were 5 cars in front of me. I went, what? What's going on with everybody getting coffee this morning? I don't know. Maybe it's a Friday treat.
It's Friday treat, and it's a little cold this morning.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Probably
yes.
So.
And Care Animal Hospital. We have a couple minutes before we take our break at the 15. What did you bring in with you so we know what your pocket of goodies are today? And then we'll tease it.
I was going to talk about Thanksgiving today. And how to keep your pets safe when you have a lot of people over or when you have really, really good food on the counters that your animals can get to and what some of the dangers are associated with that. Also decorations. I mean, there are all sorts of things over Thanksgiving that animals can get into, which will earn you a trip to the veterinary hospital. So I'm going to try to help prevent that so that we can spend time home with our pets rather than at the hospital with our pets.
Things that we don't even realize that are lowered to the ground or, oh, we eat it, so why can't they eat it? Or maybe there's some kind of something in an ingredient. I know that my dog, Snooki, or Carl would call her Elk Killer, had sniffed, it started a cold. It started to trickle down. Maybe she had the cold before, but she started sneezing. And wouldn't you know, it's right at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Some kind of, like poultry seasoning or some kind of, Tabasco-related grain.
A pepper.
Yeah, something. And so she sneezed for 24 hours. I mean, like, not straight, but just you were worried, which then led into a cold.
Oh, poor thing.
So maybe she already had a cold there, and that was just, And then with a lot of activity, you have to worry about your dogs getting overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a break, and we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant and Dr. Doug McConnell. So you guys just dive in.
Sure.
Dive in.
I just want to hear, how do you protect your...
I need you to dive in there with me to come to my party.
And how do you protect your... When you're talking about all the animals you're going to protect at Thanksgiving, how about pet turkeys?
Oh, I know. I would wasn't going to go down that road.
Well, actually, I worked my PA that I worked with at surgery. His daughter adopted a turkey egg that they found.
Oh.
And that turkey hatched, fixed on her, and became followed her forever.
Matched her.
It became a problem, actually, but it was a wonderful animal. But he would attack anybody else, including me, if you were going to go up and say hi to Liana. He was very protective.
She's a protective turkey.
It was, and apparently they will fix it when they catch. They will. Eat, so if it's a human, they assume you're mom.
That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
All right, we're going to take a break. Casey and our 1460, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Okay, I'm telling you, one Thanksgiving we were driving and bang, a rock hit my window, cracked it. Brand new car, crack. Okay, so this is what they do. He's old school. He'll replace anything from cracks up to and chips up to 24 inches. Bring your vehicle in for free for inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by Master Windshield Repair Specialist. You're not going to be disappointed. This guy's great. Veteran owned, by the way. He's located on South Market Street. 241-8373. Call Crackmaster. We'll be right back.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives,
lives and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street, talking out loud.
Good morning and welcome back to this beautiful Friday morning, this blessed Friday morning. We hope you're all doing well and you're getting ready for, you know, family going, coming, and what you're doing. And, of course, we have the Giving Tuesday, as we heard from our Amy from Haven Humane. That's happening a week from Tuesday. You can give to Haven Humane or any other organizations. And, of course, our hearts and our prayers go out to all of the people that are trying to find loved ones. Over 600 people missing. It just doesn't seem, I don't know, it's surreal to me. But we plow through and we try to bring you every day something positive here. And we have Dr. Doug McConnell with us today. And this portion of the show, it was great because you were brought in by Shasta Regional, which made our closer hearts for us for Shasta Regional. And this portion is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Oh. Although you're going back today to surgery right after the show.
Yes, just in the middle of the first case.
Yeah. Scrub up?
Yes.
Scrub up. How long does it take you to scrub up?
Well, it's about 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just scrubbing your hands?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually a time of quiet. No one can ask you to answer the phone. It's sort of peace, actually.
Wow.
But yeah, you're supposed
it's a ritual.
Partially. And there are now agents that you can use that are supposedly quicker and slicker. But there's something about the 5 to 10 minutes of a scrub sink where you can actually do it.
God, that's a takeaway for me today.
Oh, you didn't know that was that long?
Well, no, not 8 to 10 minutes. I think about, like, the minute, the whole 2 minutes.
Well, there are other agents that you can use.
Whoa.
But, asepsis or sterile process is critical in all surgeries, but particularly in cardiac. So you want to have clean hands in case you have a breach in your glove, because the gloves have to be very thin so you can feel the tissues. Like when you're going around the pulmonary artery, you have to put your fingers together and feel around it. So you can't have, like, Rubbermaid gloves in your sink. And consequently, they're quite thin. And then we use very tiny needles and sutures. And sometimes you'll find that there was a breach in your glove somewhere. And then you'll find blood inside, you know, on your finger. And then you realize, oh, okay, but now your finger was as clean as you can get it. You can never sterilize your finger, short of boiling water, which we're not about to do.
What you learn every day here on KCNR 1460 and Dr. Doug McConnell, and, of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is a community's choice. And I'm sitting between two doctors. One is a veterinarian.
Yeah.
And you perform surgery, what, three times, four times a week, or when needed?
Exactly. Yep.
And Dr. Kara Tennant. So same thing. Are you the scrub up thing for, I just can't, gosh.
It's closer to 2 minutes.
Well,
but I have the alcohol Chlorhex.
And that would be one of the substitutes. And then truly our nurses and scrub techs use that because it's quick and slick. So she's actually got the much harder job. I have to know, I don't want the human being of different sizes, different diseases attached to that, primarily my cardiac area, but she has to care for all these animals. And each one has a whole portfolio of challenges.
Of areas.
And illnesses, as well as diseases. And their bone structures are each different. I mean, it's amazing. So I take my hat off.
No, it's true. Cats, yeah. Dogs.
I don't know. I was thinking fingers around pulmonary artery. And I was excited about that.
Well, you have to do that on a dog.
Well, they
don't. Yeah, but I need a ventilator. So that, you know, the last time I had my hands around a pulmonary artery, I was in school, and, you know, they don't really let you do very much. You know, that would go to a surgeon, like a specialist, someone who actually, all they do is surgery.
Well,
and they have a ventilator.
And, you know, it's just fascinating, both of you. I mean, you know, skilled in your profession, very good at what you do. And so I feel honored to have you both here today. And this is your Friday, Dr. Kara Tennant. So you've prepared for our listeners what to look out for on Thanksgiving and family visiting and your pets?
I know all sorts of things. So first of all, I wanted to talk about the new kind of health certificates, you know, because we're getting ready to travel, right? So if you're traveling outside of the state or outside of the country, you need to get ready and make sure that you have all your requirements in order, whether you're flying or driving, because the states are really cracking down on pet travel. And they're not just accepting any health certificate. They're accepting these specific health certificates that your veterinarian needs to write, and they need to examine your pet within 7 days of traveling most of the time. And so really just make sure, because you don't want to get stuck the day before you leave and realize that you don't have, you know, your pet is overdue for the rabies vaccine, or you needed to have your pet treated for fleas and ticks, because some states require that.
Really, we're gone are the days of where you just throw your dog in the car and drive back to Iowa to see mom and dad. Oh, my gosh, that's a huge takeaway, too. You don't think about if you got stopped at the border of any of these places, they usually say, do you have fruits and vegetables?
Right.
But are they starting to say, and I need to see the vaccination? I need to see, oh.
They're starting to, because we see a lot of diseases that are going from state to state, and they're really trying to crack down on that. And still, I mean, there are definitely some states that you can drive through, and they will stop you and ask you about your plants and food, but they will not even ask you about your animal. But you don't want to take that risk. So a really good resource to go to is if you go to the APHIS Pet Travel website, and that's APHIS, and it has a whole list of information. It has things that you can just click on. I'm going to Hawaii, for example, or which, by the way, takes a really long time
you
to get to.
You can't just take your pet to Hawaii.
No.
Isn't that like a 7-year quarantine? Or
you know, they just lifted a lot of the quarantines. I think now it's closer to 3 months. It used to be a 6-month quarantine if you followed all the
Years. Was that overseas someplace? There was a years. By that time, your dog, you didn't even know. Yeah.
Right. But it has all the countries on there, too, and their requirements. And so you just go through, make sure you have what you need, and don't leave without doing that.
That is interesting. I do remember in the military, though, if we're moving to Hawaii, your dogs were actually sequestered for a period of time until they could prove that there was no evidence, I think, of rabies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was routine. So you'd do it. So but now if you cross into some of these borders, you'd have to declare Carl's the vegetable and Snooki is your dog.
You'd have to get his canine report. But that's very interesting because, again, we always we think back on the days when it was just, you know, you're going through America, you should be able to go through and be free to go through any state. But now they're cracking down on requirements.
Mm-hmm. The public health laws are different in each state.
Yeah.
And unlike Europe, we were a synthesis of independent entities. Each state was a country, technically. And we've sort of kept that barriers on driving laws. Mm-hmm. And they used to be different. Some places you can make a right turn or a red light. Others you couldn't. They've now synthesized that.
Watch those red lights, folks.
Yeah, but
no ruling.
I find that's pretty interesting. And obviously, I can't take my – yeah. So if you're going to check a plane and your destination is New York, but you're actually going to drive to Pennsylvania, I mean, could you get stopped there at TSA?
You could. Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that valuable information. Okay. Another reason to go see Dr. Kara Tennant is to get your, you know, everything updated and find out that you've got your papers.
Yeah, I'll have to get my therapy peacock checked out.
Yeah.
I've read about that.
One person ruins it for everyone, right?
Yes, that's true.
Oh,
yeah. You can find that picture.
Oh. I sat next to a gal on the plane who had her some kind of a Maltipoo or poodle mix, and that dog laid in her lap, and then she said to me, he's my therapy dog. And I didn't ask, well, why? You know, you feel like I'm imposing if I say, well, what's your issue? You know, maybe she was afraid of flying, but that dog literally did not move, like glued on her lap for 2.5 hours. So.
And that's a success, but there are people taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
And
what else? We have
a couple minutes. And spicy little things, too.
Yeah.
You know, like dogs that bite.
Mm.
And so the airlines are cracking down, too, because they're getting in trouble.
Yeah, and they should, I think.
Yeah.
You should have a legitimate reason, fine with me, but these made-up things, you can get the certificates off the Internet, no way.
No, I agree.
So we have a minute left before we go into our next 30-minute segment. Another helpful hint that might just be about the holidays.
Oh, sure. I mean, we can stick with the travel thing for a minute
okay.
before we go to the food. A lot of animals get really stressed when they're traveling, too. So make sure you, you know, try it out before you go. Put your dog in your carrier. Put your cat in the carrier.
Mm.
Drive around. See how they are. If they're very calm, great. But if they're very stressed and they're meowing all the time or they're barking or they're panting and pacing, then you might want to talk to your veterinarian about getting a sedative or some sort of anti-anxiety medication that you mm-hmm. can use before you go. Because it's really stressful for animals, especially cats. Cats get really stressed with any sort of changes. And there's some dogs that get really stressed, too. And you don't want to, you know, have a really stressed dog at the end of your trip.
Right. Because if the dog's stressed, you're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So doggy Valium always helps.
And this applies even if they're being checked. In an airline, not necessarily in the cabin.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Except if it's being checked underneath the airline, you're not allowed to use any medications.
Oh,
really? Your dog.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, because your dog cannot regulate the body temperature when it's sedated. So
okay.
you can use, I don't know, I don't even know if they can let you, if they'll let you use Benadryl. But that would be something to,
how can
airlines have very, they're, they can't, right?
Okay.
They can't prove it.
But. Okay, well, that's interesting. So you just learned here this morning that if you're checking your dog through, it's a larger crate that's going to be in the luggage department, you cannot sedate your dog.
And I don't recommend it either because it gets pretty cold up there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I thought they were somewhat warm down there. In other words, it can't be the outside temperature, but it's just not the cabin temperature.
Right.
So obviously you should be checking with the airlines as to exactly what... So you don't run any surprises.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you heard it here. We'll be right
back. Makes sense now that you say it.
Right. We're going to take our break here with Dr. Kara Tennant, who is our leading veterinarian over there at Care Animal Hospital, and Dr. Doug McConnell, who is a guest here, our heart surgeon, good friend, and beautiful community supporter. My name's Linda Bott, and Carl is on assignment. We'll be right back here in KCNR 1460.
Out of town on a boat on the southern islands, sailing to reach for a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside and the downhill run to Papa Ape.
The holidays, whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia, with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Can we be there? Oh, stink of the time.
Good morning and welcome back to Casey and her... Who is that?
Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats.
Cool, I like this kind of music.
I don't know.
It's a cool video. You can't see it here, but welcome back to Casey and our 1460 on this beautiful Friday. And this is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. And we are here with two wonderful doctors, one a veterinarian and one a heart surgeon. That's Dr. Kara Tennant and Dr. Douglas McConnell, and then just little old me, Linda Bout, right here. But let's go to the phones and talk to DC. What's on your mind? Good morning, sir.
I have a type 2 diabetes question, and since we have a heart doctor there, type 2 diabetes and diabetes affects your hearts. But my question is, and I got to sort of say, I work for Novo Nordisk, and my products were insulin, but in Europe, when they diagnose you as a type 2, they start you on insulin to get you under control. And insulin always works, just a matter of how much and how many times a day. And then once they get you under control, they go, okay, now we'll get you off insulin and try an oral agent. But in America, doctors start you on 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 oral agents. And then they say, well, you got to use insulin. But the thing about the European model is, you have a carrot in front of you. Let's get you under control. Yes, you're going to have to take some shots, and then we'll try the oral agents. And why is there such a big difference between Europe and America?
I'm sitting here trying to ponder that for a second, DC. As a surgeon, I don't necessarily directly manage diabetics except in and around surgery, but your question is a good one. Type 2 diabetes is really sort of a metabolic issue, usually associated, and I'm not talking about you, being overweight and having high blood pressure and probably being over 45. And in other words, it's a disease of insulin resistance that's created by 20-some years of dietary indiscretions, and I'll plead guilty to some of those myself. I'm not preaching to the... I'm not trying to pretend I'm a preacher here. But the truth is, our American diet, particularly our high carbohydrate intake, generally sets a number of us up for what becomes our body can't react to or is insensitive to the amount of insulin our pancreas is capable of producing. And at that point, you now have sugar in the urine, which is what diabetes means. In fact, the actual word means diabetes mellitus means sweet urine.
Right.
And doctors had to actually taste it to figure out what it meant in Greece. That's the origin of the word. Interesting story. But anyway, so I don't know about the difference, but the truth is you're correct. what they're doing, your body is making insulin, unlike the type 1 diabetic who is
right.
not making it. So your body's making insulin, but your sensitivity. So what they're doing is they're actually sort of, I don't want to say overdosing, but by giving you insulin, they will get your sugars down in control and will then begin to potentially make you feel better and do other things right away. And then once they're down there, I mean, your sugars are down, but now you really ultimately have to do the rest of the metabolic adjustments, like losing the weight and dealing with the blood pressure, increasing your exercise, and changing your diet, frankly, is part of all of that to basically control your sugars. And I can't tell you why the difference is in Europe. There are many things and treatment protocols that vary between the countries. Sometimes the Europeans are even more creative than we are. And as far as drugs and devices, they don't have our FDA, so there's things that do come from Europe to the United States, even though historically the United States developed a lot of this stuff and ended up in Europe. So I don't want to be the referee here. There's going to be other physicians in town that really work well with, it's a very good point. And, I've never personally researched it, but ultimately you have to get your own metabolic state, diet, weight, and other issues under control, and then supplement that with some meds. And some have come in and out of vogue. But ultimately, the goal is that high sugar levels over a protracted period of time injure your kidneys, your eyes, and a variety of other organ systems.
Injures everything.
Yes. Okay. It's pathologic.
And then my other question is, you know, they always say, oh, we're going to do your fasting glucose. Well, they haven't eaten in 8 hours. And the pancreas is pretty good about squirting out a little bit of insulin over 20 hours, but it's that postprandial after the biggest meal that gives you a better idea how the pancreas is handling the glucose overloads after the biggest meal.
And
they never seem to have the patients do the postprandial.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And there is something called the glucose tolerance test, which used to be the hallmark standard to really prove the level of diabetes, which is where you started with the fasting glucose. They left a needle in your arm and took sequential glucoses after they fed you a known bolus of glucose, and then they can plot that curve. A normal person has the normal rise in insulin and the drop in glucose, and the person who is insulin insensitive, it would trail up and stay high too long. So you're correct on that point. The truth is today we now use hemoglobin A1Cs, which basically sort of a more accurate model of what your glucose has been like over the last 6 months.
Right, so but you can't do that at home. You have to go have a blood test.
Well, you can. Actually, I got one done just the other day in Dr. Martinez's office for my physical. It's a finger stick today. And you can go to, with these good questions you have, I would recommend in Shasta Regional, right across the street, they have a diabetes center with three of the smartest ladies I've ever worked with on diet and nursing educator, and they're happy you come in with those questions, and you're going to get actually real answers compared to some surgeon trying to dig it out of my memory banks.
No, I understand that.
But,
it's just talking,
yeah.
I was selling insulin, so it always frustrated me that, and you know, now with the insulin pens and 32 needles,
yeah.
I mean, it's basically painless.
Well, and my son-in-law, my daughter's husband is a type 1 diabetic, so we live with that. But he went from, once he started dating my daughter, who's a PA, his entire physical life changed because she was a taskmaster and got him under control. They're very happy. They're about to have their second child. But I'll tell you, I think your questions are good. But for anybody with questions about diabetes in the general education piece or actual want to go over therapy or learn something different, I just can't recommend enough the diabetic educator and the diabetes system.
No. We have SRMC. Some of the best diabetes educators, and some of them are PAs and nurse practitioners in this town that are phenomenal.
I
could name names, but I won't. But they're just phenomenal people.
Yep.
Well, thank you, DC, for your call. Very knowledgeable. Very good information here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you, DC.
All right. And Doug, that was really great. You know, we are covering so many things, and of course, people call in, and we love that because you want to ask the doctors their, you know, from animals to, you know, diabetes and what's happening. And, you know, Dr. Kara, before we take a break, you were talking about the fact that I know we're all in our minds and the front of our hearts are what's happened with the, you know, the car fire and now the campfire. And you were saying that when you were working at that you dealt with some of the burned pets, and you had over 20 that you were treating. Before we took a break, you were explaining when you have a burned pet, how much time it takes per animal. Can you share that with us?
It takes a lot of time because these animals are burned with their faces and on their feet, and so we bandage their feet, and then we have burn cream that we use. So they get pain medication, antibiotics, and cream. So as far as the bandaging goes, that's what takes a long time. Because we take the bandages off, we soak them, soak the feet, we apply cream, we rebandage them, and it's fairly painful. So a lot of these kitties, honestly, it's cats. Dogs don't get out. Dogs die. The cats get out. And that's why we see so many cats that survive.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't see a single burned dog this summer. And I'm not the only one treating burned animals, but I didn't. They were all cats. We have to sedate a lot of these kitties. A lot of them do really, really well, and we don't. But each cat probably takes a solid 20, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about the hundreds of animals that are out there right now because of the campfire, I mean, they need so much help right now. And it's just, it's just heartbreaking, these poor animals.
Sure.
I'm going to go check it out tomorrow and see if I can help.
You'll have to give us an update of what you're seeing. And we can just imagine, but, not to be gruesome. We're going to take a break. And I'm sorry, when I go back, DC, the guy who called, he is the founder and the owner of Cypress Square Barbershop.
Great place.
And Carl's been going there. It's the only place he'll go to. And so DC and Tim and the Man in Black, I believe that's who was just calling in. Great, great guys. Anyway, so I'll just say that the portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And that was the owner that called in, or one of the owners. And so anyway, good stuff here in this morning and great information with two fabulous doctors in completely two different fields. But the top of their game, Dr. Kara Tennant with her Care Animal Hospital. And, of course, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be going to surgery right after the show. Very honored to have them both with us this morning. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal.
I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning and welcome back to KTNR 1460. This is Linda Biden. Carl is on assignment on this beautiful Friday. Dr. Doug McConnell has been my special guest, and Dr. Kara Tennant also, this is her hourly, Friday monthly visit that she does. We've been talking about pets and diabetes and some of the things to look out for, which I don't even know if we've gotten to that, but I wanted to make a clarification. The DZ who called in and talked with Dr. McConnell about type 2 and some diabetic issues was not the DZ from Cypress Square Barbershop. So let's just clear that up. Don't go into a DZ's office, you know, say, yeah, I heard about. So anyway, for some reason, I have one DZ in my life that I really know, unless somebody else was using their initials and I know you. But anyway, so let's get back to Kara Tennant and let's talk about, first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Yes, you may think about getting those filters changed. Make your appointment today. Really get that on the schedule because, you know, we've got air qualities are crazy right now, and we're going to get more of that. But, you know, before you got family coming in, Thanksgiving and all the stuff, pretty soon we're going to put our heaters on. I don't know about you, but I already have once just for about 5 minutes just to warm up the room. You just need to have your filters changed out. So give them a call at or go to homecomfort.org. All right, so we've got 10 minutes left. Kara, Dr. Tennant, can you talk to us about these Thanksgiving things that we needed to be aware of?
I do. Yeah. So everybody likes a big turkey, right? And they think, oh, I'm just going to give my dog or my cat a little bit of the turkey, mm-hmm. maybe some skin, because I'm not going to eat the skin, right? Because we're trying to be healthy, but we'll give it to the dog. So it's very rich for animals, especially if you, depending on what you're using, garlic and onions are toxic, and so you don't want to give them anything that has garlic and onions. And anything that's high in fat or rich can cause pancreatitis. And so what I will see either the day after Thanksgiving or the days leading up to it is really sick animals with vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. And pancreatitis can be really dangerous, you know, very similar to the way it works in humans in that sometimes they need to be hospitalized and sometimes it can be fatal. And so you really need to be careful. And also we've got counter surfers. So we've got dogs that can jump up on the counter. We've got cats that can jump up on the counter. And so you want to keep everything safe and protected and away from your animals so that they don't get into it. And also the bones, you know, these bones are cooked. They're more likely to splinter. And those are the ones that tend to get stuck. And then we're doing, you know, abdominal surgery the day of Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving, and nobody wants to do that.
Mm-mm.
And so just be cautious. Either, you know, lock your animals up, or maybe you could board them if it's not too late to schedule a boarding reservation. But just be cognizant and pay attention to what you have out. The decorations as well. So potpourri, if you have pumpkins themselves are not dangerous. Animals can eat pumpkins, but they can, you know, they can eat a lot and get really sick. So little bits at a time is fine. If you still have, I don't know, candles out, candles can start fires. That's the last thing we need. We don't need any of that. And the animals can be burned.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about nuts.
Okay. Oh. So,
I mean nuts, literally. Like
hazel,
yeah.
So we don't know why, but actually it was macadamia nuts can cause a neurologic disease in animals, and we don't know what the mechanism is.
No.
So they can eat peanuts and almonds and, you know, things like that. But also keep in mind they're very high in fat. So if you have a small animal, like say you have a 10-pound animal, that dog or cat probably needs about 300 calories in a day. Think about how many calories are in a tablespoon of peanut butter. That's pretty much their entire calorie allotment for the day. So, you know, keep that in mind. But you want to keep pretty much any nuts, but macadamia nuts, I don't know. We don't know why that happens, but you want to keep that away. And if you are baking and you're baking with, you know, like a sugar-free alternative, specifically xylitol.
Mm-hmm.
Xylitol is very toxic in
Ooh.
Animals. We see it a lot in sugar-free gum. And so if you look in your, you know, your purse or your pocket and the gum, it's probably a sugar-free gum, and it probably has xylitol in it. And every dog is different. Sometimes they only need one stick. Some dogs will eat the whole pack before they get sick. But a lot of people bake with it because it is, you know, it's a sugar alternative, and a lot of people are, you know, trying to bake healthier alternatives, I guess healthier alternatives, and animals love that. But when they eat it, it is toxic. They will go into liver failure, and they will die. So you want to keep that away.
Last time you were on, we talked about the rat poison, and we've had a lot of conversation either on the street or at parties or at functions about this rat poison that you can buy that is, there's no, and I can't remember how many conversations I've had and what it's been about, but if you could revisit that, because, you know, we have visitors and we've got visitors with animals and we're going places where maybe we could pass that information on. What is the name of the poison that we need to be aware of?
It's called bromethylin, and bromethylin is a neurologic agent. So the problem with this is there is absolutely no antidote. The advantage and why it's so widely available is you don't have kind of that the second pass effect. So you don't have, like, say a mouse eats it, and then the mouse is dying, but then a hawk comes down and eats it. Well, the hawk is still going to be safe, and that's the problem they had with the ones where they bleed out.
Warfarins.
Yes. Criminal. Yes. The blonde moment. So they were, that was killing wildlife. So they developed, you know, they're always trying to protect the wildlife. But nobody realizes really is that the bromethylin just kills the pets, and there's nothing you can do. So, and cats, actually, if cats eat enough mice, you know, two or three mice, then they will die as well. But you watch them, and they will maybe have a seizure, maybe they'll have a little tremor, and then within a few hours, they're dead, and you can't do anything. I mean, they're usually like a blue-green, soft, block-looking thing. They love it. Cats love it. Dogs love it.
Oh.
If it's in a little home, like they will sell it in a package where it says it's pet safe because it's in a little, you know, a little container.
A plastic container.
Container.
Only the rat or mouse could get to it.
Exactly. But this is what happens. This is what I see is the mouse or the rat will go in there and then take it out, and then the dog will eat it. And so the dog is not necessarily going into that little house to get the block, but the animals are, and the animals are, the dogs and cats are still having access to it. I just saw a dog a couple of weeks ago who came in because it was bleeding, and that dog had eaten some rat poison, but it was the old kind. And I said, oh, thank goodness that your company was using this, because it's those are the only companies who can get it. You can't buy it anymore. It's actually the pest control companies that have the ones where they bleed out. But I said, yes, I can fix this animal.
You can reverse this.
Can reverse this. You know, I can treat this animal so he's not going to bleed out and die. Yes, it's going to be expensive, and yes, sometimes they do die if you don't catch it early enough. But still, it's better than, I mean, they're just watching, you know, watching an animal
right.
die, which is... The most awful thing.
So we have about 2 minutes left. Okay, so now that we've talked about the rat pose, I think it's really important. These are great things. Let's just end on a note here of positive. No, seriously.
Well, I have a little synergy here that we have two fields. She's talking about pet safety, which is very important. But in truth, the use of the medication she's describing, the bleed-out medicine, was critical to putting heart valves in humans. And so it's actually used as a medication in a dose per weight, and then you measure it. So humans are actually placed on the agent that blocks your liver from synthesizing three proteins. So what in the pet world is used as a killing agent is actually in the medical world therapy. And it was learned from the pet world because people thought, well, it was known first as a way to kill farm pets or farm rats and mice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then people said, well, what if we were to change this dose? Because we need to put heart valves in and no clots. And so thank you for your field. But it's very important in cardiac surgery to this day.
Thank you very much, Dr. Doug McConnell, who has been with us this morning. And closing thoughts from you, Kara.
I'd say keep your pets safe and have everyone stay safe. Ooh, make sure your pets are microchipped because you've got people coming. And if they run away, then that's a
right.
way
big one.
To find them.
Big one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us here on this wonderful Friday. I'm just blessed to have you both here. And Jared at the helm. It's going to be our 73 today and our lows at 43. So we'll see you on Monday here at KCNR 1460.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at